You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Rosh Chodesh and Special Months. Rosh Chodesh, the celebration of the new moon, occurs on the first and sometimes the first and second day of each Jewish month. The very first mitzvah given to the Jews after the Exodus was the command to remember and sanctify the new moon. This is in Exodus 12, verse 2. If the new month is not observed and recorded, the whole Jewish calendar would be dismantled, and celebrations could not take place at the proper times. On a deeper level, Rosh Chodesh symbolizes renewal, the ability of the Jewish people to rise up from oblivion and restore itself to its past greatness. Just as the moon disappears at the end of each month, but returns and grows to fullness, so Israel may suffer exile and decline, but it always renews itself until the coming of the Messiah, when the promise of the Exodus and the revelation of Sinai will be fulfilled, never to be dimmed again. In ancient times, two witnesses would appear before the Sanhedrin, stating they saw the first sliver of the moon after the dark of the moon. If the Sanhedrin determined that it was in fact true, messengers were sent out throughout the land to announce the new month. The day after the moon appeared became a day of celebration, blowing of the shofar, and special sacrifices. Since the destruction of the Holy Temple, the sacrifices stopped and are now replaced by prayers. It remains a custom in some communities for women to refrain from work on Rosh Chodesh as a reward for the refusal to participate in the incident of the golden calf. Chodesh Nisan, which falls in March or April on the secular calendar, is called the first month because it is the month of the Exodus from Egypt. The first commandment given from God to the Jewish people was to establish the first month. The first day, or Rosh Chodesh, of the first month was given by God to inaugurate the Mishkan, which is the tabernacle used in the desert and Israel before the first temple. This month has three names: Rosh Chodeshim, or HaKodesh HaRishon, the first month; Chodesh HaAviv, the springtime month; and Nisan. It is called the first month because it is the month of redemption, the month of the exodus of the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt, the house of bondage. It is called Chodesh HaAviv, the springtime month, because the Hebrew calendar is set up so that the month must fall in the spring. The name Nisan is of Babylonian Persian origin, as are all the names of all the 12 months of the Hebrew calendar, but it also has the suggestion of springtime or blossoming, because the similar word Nitzan in Hebrew means a blossom. Chodesh Sivan, which falls in May or June on the secular calendar, is the third month of the Jewish calendar. During this month, the Jews were given the Torah by God at Mount Sinai. The zodiac sign for the month of Sivan is Gemini, twins. This is thought to be a reference to the roles that Moses and Aaron would have in this month. Rabbi Yossi HaGalil taught that there was significance to this month being the third month. He taught that this is related to the giving of the Torah. He said that the Tanakh was broken into three parts: Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim, which was given to a people who were divided into three parts: Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. The Torah was given through a person who himself was a third, the third child of Yochaved, and the Torah was given after 3 days of preparation. Chodesh Tammuz falls in June or July on the secular calendar and is the fourth month on the Jewish calendar. It is a month that a great deal of tragedies began that led to even greater tragedies. Some of the tragedies that have befallen Jewish people during the month of Tammuz include Moses smashing the tablets and the walls of Jerusalem being breached by the Romans. Chodesh Av, June or July on the secular calendar, is the fifth month of the Jewish calendar. It is a month of tragedies for the Jewish people. The Mishnah says, as Av enters, we diminish joy. Rosh Chodesh Av is the beginning of the stricter mourning period for the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, first and second temples. The name Av itself, like all the other names of the month in the Hebrew calendar, came up with the Jewish people on their return to the land of Israel from their exile in Babylonia. The name of Menachem Av is also used. The zodiac sign of the month is a lion. It's quite possible and likely that this is related to the verse in Eicha, which says, "He is a lurking bear to me, a lion in hiding." It seems that in the past, to some extent, Hashem has stood aside in this month and let the wild animals of history have their way with us to teach us where we would be without His protection. Some of the tragedies that have befallen Jews during the month of Av include the spies speaking evil of the land of Israel, Aaron dies, the destruction of the first and second temples, massacre of Jews by the Romans, Jews were expelled from Spain, and the killings at Treblinka began. Thank you for listening to Rosh Chodesh and Special Months. Shalom.